My name is Harley Stroh, and I'm the line editor for the Goodman Games Dungeon Crawl Classics. And you are about to enter the dungeon of the Vorpal Network. Snickety snack. Roll for initiative.
Deep within the heart of the slums in the rat-ridden city of Punjar, the Beggar King weaves his plots. From the tile rooftops to the filthy alley sewers, even the bravest of sellswords tremble before the Beggar King's fell secrets. Now you must bring his reign to an end.
The Vorpal Network presents Dungeon Crawl Classics, number 53, Sellswords of Punjar, by Harley Stroh.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Norma again. I was told the last promo I made was a bit abrasive because my voice tends to be a bit high, and I apologise. My dear husband Edward, Lord rest his soul, he loved me so, and he would have loved the boys at fistfulofcomics.com because they like movies and games and books and, well, anything dealing with pop culture. I like spam too, I think. I miss Edward. But that's it. Yes, fistfulofcomics.com, you should go there. They're wonderful boys. Except John.
You can see this guy, but you are in a hard corner.
Yes. But I can shift away and I can still see him.
Yeah.
You know I'm talking to somebody.
Yes. Does a 23 hit him?
Does a 23 hits him squarely, yes.
Well, he takes 21 points of damage.
He dies a lot.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you get to shift.
I get a temporary hit point, which I already have.
Oh, because you don't have the same... That's right, because you're not Fae-packed.
No.
He dies a lot.
You've taken a pact with the devil.
You please...
Now,
seems like a good idea.
What is this Fae-packed thing?
There are different warlocks.
You wander into the forest, and you find a Fae creature, and you go, I will do such and such for you, if you do such and such for me.
Right. That's how you get the map.
That's your standard action, Amina. You have a move and a minor one.
The demon one's like that. Then they also have a far realm one.
I will shift into the corner.
Into which corner?
Just move into the corner.
Yeah.
Or if
there.
She moves.
Up
there.
One.
If she
so
moves
that I can...
into the corner, they get an attack of opportunity.
Oh, that's right.
No?
I keep forgetting.
No. She's moving into their space.
She has to move.
In the area there where she was, she didn't have to shift.
She was not in the space.
Yeah. I can't tell from here. I just see bodies.
And that's it.
Valenae needs another saving throw.
Woohoo! Yeah. Throw that
D20. You need a 20.
Will your god save me this time?
Are you a dwarf?
You're not dying.
then that's the answer to your prayer.
Devin, at the bottom of the slippery slide.
I just turn around. Look at the guy in front of me.
Yell mucha lucha before you attack.
Mucha lucha!
Stuff a pamphlet in his mouth. Drink some beer. Slide back one.
Shift back one.
Not to
onto
the slide.
Onto the slide.
No, slide to that open area.
Okay, there's a hard corner there.
Yeah.
Then fudge sickle him. Okay.
I smack
still
him upside the head.
You can't go to the left. I want my left.
No.
No. Because he'd have to continue.
I would have to morph with him, and that would be gross.
Yes.
You can't slide here because there's a hard corner, and you can't slide upstairs.
Fine. Then I will do this. I will first trigger my. I will take my pamphlet. We will reverse time.
Okay.
I will spend my healing word, which is a close blast, on myself.
Okay.
Because you can.
Woo-hoo! A close blast. What?
Of me.
Just you?
Well,
it's a one.
It is today.
It's a close blast 3 or something
and
like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Well, then you can hit.
No, it only affects one person.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. It's only one person. It's not.
And only someone you can see, so unfortunately you couldn't use it on
anybody else.
Me and my unconscious self.
Unless someone like propped you up to the whole game.
And maybe.
My head goes
So I go from
stick your hand out.
I go from wounded and almost bloody to fully healed. Then I stuff the pamphlet in his mouth, drink some beer, and I breathe sacred flame on him. So he gets an attack of opportunity.
Sacred flame!
Okay, I'm assuming a 5 does not hit your AC.
No, it does not. So hopefully his face will burst into fire with my sacred flame. It's wisdom versus reflex.
Okay.
That would be a 7, so no.
Negative.
Then I spend my action point.
Okay.
And I go drink some more beer, pull out a lighter, and try to sacred flame him again. There we go. I bet that will hit.
Yes, that will hit.
That would be a 22.
That hits his reflex, yes.
Okay. Then he takes a total of 7 points of damage, and somebody...
He's still up.
And you gain... Are you hurt?
No. Not at all.
Well then, screw this. One ally you can see gains plus 2. Oh no, yeah, I'll do this.
Plus 2 to there. Like,
you now have 2 temporary hit points.
Woo!
And his face is on fire.
Alright.
He doesn't do anything extra, but he's on.
Shinsori!
Makes me feel better.
Alright, my turn.
Yes.
I don't want to hit the dog.
The dog doesn't want you to hit a figure either.
Well, that's good. I'm going to shift.
Okay.
And square. I can.
Hey, if there's another person that showed up in that hole.
Hey! Zap somebody else!
I will recognize her.
It's a shame I didn't recognize her before I fired.
Bad plan. Bad plan.
That's alright. I'll get you back.
They don't need any of our
you
help.
Bastard. I'm going to assume that as soon as I cast, that someone's going to get an attack of opportunity, yes.
It depends on what you're casting.
Well, all of my spells are ranged, so it doesn't matter.
Yes, one guy will get an attack on you.
Back one more into the hole.
And if she moves, she's still in the threatened area. If she moves out of that threatened area, right. That will provoke as well. She could use her other move action to shift, but then she would just be left in the minor action.
Okay, right, sorry.
Yeah, which is why I only shifted one, so go ahead and hit me. Hit me with your best shot.
Does an 8 hit you?
No. Let me check. No.
Yeah.
Hey, kitty, which kitty are you?
All right. I'm going to use my minor action to mark a big scary dude.
This dude?
Yeah.
The dude with the blue sword, right?
Yes.
He doesn't actually have a blue sword.
Well, I don't give a crap what he has. I just know that he tried to peg me, and I'm not very happy about that.
He just wants to live like everyone else.
Yeah, no, bite me.
Maybe you could help me understand.
And then I'm going to...
It depends on the armor. Let's see. And it depends on what's higher.
Try
so
to
she's wearing leather armor. Mm-hmm. Then in her
which
case,
fire on him?
Higher. So she didn't have that right.
Booger and
let's see.
Miss horribly.
So in this case, it's either
which fire? That fire,
and you need the armor or your best spell, whichever.
Now,
no, it's added together. So her armor is not.
Right. If I shift over here, I can still see through this. I can still see that. Right?
If you shift there, yes.
With her dex score plus
I'm going to shift there.
He does have plus one.
I will mark him.
I don't know.
She is
then blast him.
And she says she has a feat that adds a plus one. So that's
Let's see.
What? I don't think her armor class is
AC
ready.
AC 7.
What'd you get?
At all.
AC 7.
You missed.
I don't think her armor class is right.
Okay.
Let's see it.
Is it it's leather armor that you get to add your dex also.
Light armor. But I mean light armor.
Then she hasn't added her dex.
Either her dex or an intelligence.
And it would be dex in this case because it's higher. And I don't know where she gets the feat bonus unless that's based on her class. Because her feat is quick draw.
Yeah, where is it? Equipment.
She should have a 13 plus.
So it should be 18 on. 15, well, 15, minus 15, whatever. 15. What's all those bonuses on there?
The feat bonus.
Okay. Leather armor.
Leather armor is 2. With her dex, it would
with
be a plus
no
3. Yeah, that doesn't matter. Yeah, so it should be at least plus 5, plus 10 is a 15, but then what's the other bonuses?
It might be from her class.
Let's look that up.
Or it might be from her race.
Where would I find
Okay, that? What class is she?
Is it range? Two weapon ranger.
Yeah, we're going to look that up. I'll look it up. We'll figure it out then.
Okay.
There
if it's wrong, just adjust it.
Okay.
I don't think it's from the
ranger.
We get plus three. Two, but I don't think it's to that.
This is right, but this
There's
is not.
There's a plus two to dex.
This is plus
an
five.
Int from race.
I don't know where the plus two.
There's a plus two to dex.
Okay, what do they get?
Okay, it says here, toughness is gained as a bonus feat for two-blade fighting.
Mm-hmm, but toughness doesn't add to your... Toughness adds your hit points.
Okay.
Simple range. Okay, healing surge, train. Ranger.
You're fine, baby.
Two-blade. One hand. Gain toughness bonus feat. Attacks and heal. Hunter's courage, two-blade range. Powers that have the...
Alright, Mal.
Okay.
You missed him.
Is it back to me again?
No, but you fired your thing off and missed him.
Yes.
It's not on the ranger class.
Ooh.
Look at the race. She is Eldrin.
This guy shifts over into that square.
Or just moves over into that square, I should say.
Plus one bonus tier. Wisdom. Okay, well, this is. I don't know where these two came in.
Okay. So
does she have an item that she's wearing?
A what?
An item.
Yeah, she might have a cloak that's...
Mm-hmm.
Or like one of these...
Well, we'll check to see also if she has something
like one
else.
Of these blue cards.
Okay.
Doesn't have a
Big
blue
nasty
card
dude
with
no.
this.
Walks up and swings at you with a 26.
Why?
For because he's an ass. And
so
he's attacking
supposed
you.
To be 7, not 6. Now, maybe that's what...
Okay, I'm... for how much?
Maybe that's where my armor comes in.
Let's see.
See if the armor drops it.
Fifteen points of damage.
No, it doesn't have any effect on speed.
Oh, I'm bloody.
And that's not right.
And you're a dick.
Yeah, I know. I learned from Eric.
Okay.
I doubt
well,
that.
Well, still Eric's the armor is 15.
I'm not Eric. Let's see.
Can we do anything else?
Oh yeah, just because I am a dick, and because I can, he also marks you.
Temp rope, fair rations, belt.
Doesn't have any magical items that I see.
I see.
All right, Mexican wrestlers.
So I think armor class is still a 15.
Still 15,
we
but
just don't know
it's
where
for
those
something.
Extras came from.
I have no clue where those extras came from. Now it's saying there's a. Feet. Why is there a feet bonus under?
What feats does she have?
Quick draw.
That's it?
That's the only one.
Okay.
She might have gotten an item from last time, for the thing.
Yeah, and I don't see any.
But
check
there's
for
nothing
card
listed
sheet.
Under the card sheets.
Yeah, the that thing.
If she got something, it might be in there somewhere.
No.
Because when we were searching around.
So I know you guys got the.
Well, she has
the white wolf pelt.
She has the white
yeah,
wolf
I got
pelt.
The white wolf pelt.
Right.
Well, and I'm holding on to the... I apparently have the dagger and the...
I don't know if these are right, is the thing.
The dark
the rest
cloak.
Of these. So I'm going to have to... That's right. Let's look at... The class gives you to will defense.
Yeah, right.
So her will...
Moving on. So that's what your part does. The two Mexican wrestlers down at the bottom of the stairs with the nice dwarf. One is going to try to bull rush the dwarf.
That would probably not work very well for him, me being a dwarf.
Yeah, well, he's an idiot.
Okay.
He doesn't have very much in common sense, I guess.
Bull rush is what? It's a strength versus...
Strength versus fortitude, I think.
What's your fortitude?
For a dwarf, it's probably like 85.
No, actually, it's not. Actually, my portrait's on.
Never mind. He sort of goes, and doesn't do much else.
I don't think these are all right.
Yeah, I'm beginning to wonder.
This guy throws a dagger at you. And blew a crit on you.
He will crit?
He will crit on you.
That's a bunch of bull.
I disbelieve.
I tried that. It doesn't work.
Can I pack up my toys and go home?
Take 7 points of damage.
No!
Okay. That's sadness. Sadness takes its toll.
Okay.
Actually, I counted wrong. I need to drop another one of these.
There we go.
That's better.
Okay. And you then see this dude in the doorway.
Holy shiznit.
Why did we not close the door?
Because it was open.
Well, yeah. These guys haven't seen him yet, so.
No.
But if you were there, you would recognize him as the guy who was up there. Yes.
Thorough. He looks like a total pansy, by the way.
So how strong is the wall to my right? Would be my character's right. Would be that wall.
It's an exterior wall, so it's a bit stronger than the interior.
Blast this wall. We can get out.
All right.
Technically,
they're already dead.
All right. That dog brother with the crossbow obviously drops the crossbow, draws his short sword, and swings at you mightily with a miss.
Besides, I don't think you can fit through a hole that's only that big.
Yeah, I will.
The other dude takes a swing at you.
Wherever I can fit my head.
And misses. That's all the dog brothers know. We're back to Amina.
Shoulders.
And shoulders and shoulders.
How the hell did you do that?
He's like a cat. Don't ask questions.
Natural 20.
Oh, yeah.
That will be a swing and a mighty miss. It's an 11 versus his AC.
Swing and a mighty miss. Yes.
He's undead.
Did you want to do anything else? We'll move and minor.
I will shift back and make him come get me.
Okay, so you shift backwards.
I'll pick up his crossbow again. At least use up his minor actions.
Need me another saving throw, please.
Woohoo!
You're still not dying. Jandon.
This is
I'm not dead yet!
Well, I'm using a free action to channel Divine Fortune to get myself a plus one to something. Then I am going to shift into the open space right there. Oh no, that could bring in another guy. No. I'm just going to stay there.
Well, you think your best bet.
I'm just going to stay there.
You couldn't shift here anyway because of the right corner.
No, I could shift over though.
You could shift to his left.
But I'm not going to.
The space where I just left. That'll let them
give them free rein in the room.
Yeah. And I pull out. Well, I already have the crack hammer out.
Oh God! Here comes the crack hammer.
Oh, his crack hammer?
Yeah.
And
<Hey.
laughs>
too much or not enough beer for the dwarf.
My minor action.
It's going to be
is this sob uncontrollably.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's a
tear. I will prepare my. Absolve myself of all my sins and
he's
nearby,
oil.
So
I'll absolve him of his sins.
Sweet. She's up there, I'll do that for her too.
And I'm just meter boned. Maker.
I'm you're
Shinkari.
Out of view. I'll say a prayer for you too.
Shinkari's your other character.
Yes. You know, in order to confuse everyone, keep it equal. I'm going to shift back one.
Okay. Yoink. You do so?
Okay, I...
Look ahead!
No, the head. Has
no, moved it moved away.
Hole in the walls in this section over here. Hole in the walls right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I just shift out of.
Cool,
shift out of. I'm going to use my minor action to use my second wind. Is that correct? Is that how that works?
You dwarf?
No.
It's a standard action.
Oh, that sucks. Okay, well then, never mind.
Fireball. Yeah, our mage hasn't shown up yet.
And then I'm gonna go ahead and Eldridge Blast the guy in front of me, and I'm going to assume that I get a prime shot on him, because...
You are the closest one, so
the
yes.
Closest.
He's already marked by you too, so...
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure 23 against his reflex.
23 versus his reflex will hit him.
You bastard.
And Irukar finally takes damage.
That would be a 13 plus some.
Is he marked?
Yep. Oh, a 13 plus 6. So,
it's 19.
Yes. 19 points of damage. Take that.
Ow! He's still up. He's not bloody yet.
I wish I could say that.
Mal!
Me too.
Sorry, nice I'm not a cleric in this game. So
I can't get up the stairs.
I know. And really, it's my own fault for failing miserably at my dice roll.
I blame society.
Yeah, that's right. It's society's problem.
Society put peer pressure on the dice?
Yeah.
And okay, whatever, man. whatever lets you sleep at night, dude.
All right, Mal, what you doing? Pressure.
Yeah, that's my thought on this.
Right. Can I see anybody through the hole in the wall?
Through the hole in the wall from your vantage point? No.
Okay. I am.
Throw a grenade to the hole! Throw a grenade to the hole!
I'm going to blast the guy I tried to blast last time.
Great.
I hit an AC 11.
AC 11 will not hit him.
Not an AC.
I'm sorry, reflex 11.
Reflex 11 will still not hit him.
Okay. And wonder why he put his highest stat in a. He put his highest score in a stat that doesn't affect any of his abilities. But, okay.
I got nothing.
Yeah. It's just one of those things.
It's kind
of
like the master.
Irukar gets to go again.
It's all good.
Irukar moves forward.
Ironically, the AC was right. It just was spread out funny.
Oh, it's hard to use that.
And then it looks like this is not.
I may be going down. I'm just letting y'all know.
It's alright.
Welcome to the club.
I'll be shortly behind you, because I've got 21 right now, but...
With three of them versus one of you.
Three of them versus one of me.
Cheetos has a plan
hitting a
in
30.
The other game, but not in here.
Yeah.
In this one, we'll go.
You take 13 more points of damage.
Oh, and that puts me, like, way negative. That puts
negative
me at a negative 8.
Negative 8. You're not dead, but dying.
Yes. So, at least I'm not just unconscious.
What's your surge value?
Which is what you are. My surge value is a 6.
What's your bloody
negative
value?
Negative bloody. Negative
13.
That's 13.
Okay, got two guys down.
Yes. Mexican wrestler is reassessing his previous attempt. Swinging his mace at you, and he swings his mace. Arriba, arriba, andale, and nothing happens. The other guy hurls dagger and also goes, ha!
Okay. Yeah, if only the guy upstairs could do that.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, okay.
The guy upstairs has a name tag, though.
This guy comes on in.
Yeah, I know. As opposed to the fake name tag.
I know what I'm going to do. We'll see if this our thorough guy will be.
I'm going to continue bleeding on the floor.
Yeah.
Arterial spray the wall.
I'm pretty sure that I already beat you to it. That last one. My sister's not even going to be able to come and save me at this point. I'm just going to be dead. She'll have to avenge my my death.
It's all right. We'll have to. Come in a little while with the second set of the second set of idiots that
since you all failed so miserably the first time.
Different.
He moves into the room and that's all he does right now. Following him are your sentry friends from before.
God damn it.
Jesus Christ.
I take it these are not our friends.
These are the guys that were up here that went back inside?
Yeah, those were the three. The
next time we use my plan, which is burn everything
down. I'm about to start that plan right now. I'm going to fire attack.
Okay.
I'm going to try to parlay. I'm going to say we've already...
This guy moves forward with his short sword.
We would like to talk to the Beggar King.
Swings and...
Okay. We it's have valuable information.
Okay, swings and misses.
Good shot.
Well, this guy's like, well, you're dead.
Yes, we do.
This guy.
Because I don't know about you, but I have so much valuable information up here.
Boy, howdy. I can talk for days.
Up here. And we'll definitely not hit with an 8. It is your turn, Amina.
Come on, Amina.
If you have area attacks...
Please.
Sadly, no.
No.
This is the moment to use them.
She's a warrior.
See, that's what I think a warrior would have, like, the ability to hit multiple people.
That dude in front of you? That would hit him, yeah.
She I did cleave, so.
Okay.
So cleave does do extra
damage. So do your damage first.
The thing is, these guys aren't minions. These were minions.
You
gotta be freaking kidding me! I'm gonna smash that dice with a hammer!
6 to the first guy and 5 to the second.
Oh, well. It's all good.
Well, that's...
magically, they both fall over dead.
Yeah. Sad.
However, that does bloody that one.
I can't believe I rolled 1.
That does bloody
him. 10?
Yes.
Valenae, give me another saving throw.
Oh, I've got 3 others.
Borrow that one for a while.
Okay. Still not dying.
Nope.
Ambin!
Okay, as a free action, I'm going to yell very loudly using diplomacy.
Okay.
That at this point, they have obviously beat us. We would like to surrender to the Beggar King.
Never
we have. You're unconscious. You cannot talk.
No, I know. I can't talk. So
I can't.
I know, but you're busy up there.
You have two we guys.
Like
that
to surrender
to, beat your
to the Beggar King.
Soon to be 3.
We may have information that's important to him. I have a +7 to the stinking diplomacy.
You are unfortunately talking to the Mexican wrestler in front of
you. Well, I'm yelling at the top of my lungs, so try to talk to anybody.
You want to
surrender! Help
you
surrender!
Do you want me to keep holding the door, or do you want me to move back? If I move back, they're going to move in, but we're going to have more targets.
I don't like getting hit.
All right.
If I get a vote, I say you get to hold the door. But, you being the one in the doorway really have
where's
the final...
Where's Spug when I need him?
I will hold the door. Get us out of here. They're not...
I'll work on that, I guess.
At breakfast, split
protein.
Does a 15 hit his armor class?
Yes, it does.
He's a Mexican wrestler.
Okay.
This is the type that's been hit before.
10 points of damage as I smack him upside the head and shoulders.
He is still not bloody.
No, seriously, do you want me to start punching holes in the walls?
Yes!
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Holes in the walls!
Get out from me, please.
Cut our losses.
You are not
and
lying.
Free.
Now.
I will take my chances with the Assassin's Guild.
Now.
Okay, let's see.
You can see the edge of the hole.
Which wall do you prefer?
The outside wall.
This one or that one?
That one.
This one?
No, the other one.
This one.
Okay. Shoot past my
there's
bed.
A desk in this room and a bed in this room. So there's a bed
you
in this in this square,
bed.
Just so you know.
Okay. Well,
I wish we could go up and save our companions, but we can't save ourselves.
I heard that.
We are creating an exit for all of us.
But I still
who's left alive.
Oh, I got a bad feeling about this, but okay, I'll start blasting a hole in the wall.
I don't
blasting
know.
A hole in the wall by you.
That's fine.
Not going to end well.
Don't critically fail.
AC7 to hit the wall.
It hits the wall.
Just at least blast it once. Let's see what happens. If it's not going to do anything,
the wall blasts back. 7 points of damage.
Okay. You have started smashing at the wall. It's going to take a few more hits.
I don't know. I don't have any plans. Our warlord is dead.
Yeah, our leader. Our leader is gone. Mm. He's gone to the great beyond.
If I was him, I wouldn't come back. Summoning, I'd be like, no.
How do you know that I'm not going to magically rise from the dead?
Okay, you will get a swipe on him as he moves into the square.
Oh, crap. Hey. Now that changes things.
Damn it.
Or does it?
No, I miss. I'm sure.
He moves up there and takes a swipe with his bastard sword.
Bastard. My god, say anything about
it. Say 21 hit your AC.
Ouch.
How much damage?
Does a 21 hit your AC?
Yes.
Oh.
God, I thought you said damage.
No, wait.
14 points of damage.
Oh, that still hurts.
Okay, I'm bloody.
Oh, do I shoot him or do I hit the guy in front of me?
Do you have any area damage or...
Used it.
Or...
Healing? Can a slide appear?
Healing?
Use it.
Darn it.
The tough in front of you.
Do you still have a second wind?
I do.
Okay. Tough in front of you swings. Does a 20 hit your AC?
Yes.
5 points of damage. All right.
Almost bloody.
In an acrobatic display, this guy tumbles 3 squares over to here.
I said, hold the door!
At this point, it's a rout. It's every man, dwarf, whatever you are for ourselves.
He's a human.
I'm going to go up and try to get as many corpses out of here. I'm going to toss them out the window or something. I don't know.
I'm not dead anymore. 3 full-grown guys have a dwarf girl cornered.
All right.
Well, they're just pathetic.
And he swings it. Mal, the 22 hit your AC.
Does it matter that the dwarf girl has an axe?
Don't all dwarf girls have axes?
Exactly.
It's like a handbag, right?
I mean, after our...
Take 11 points of damage.
Go unconscious. Okay. I don't know if I want to
wake
up.
And you have granted him combat advantage until
the
end of his
with our bodies.
Wait for Earth. That was 11?
11 points of damage.
Okay.
All right, 2 dog brothers.
Don't worry about the wall. Doesn't matter.
Assuming an 11
kills many of them
as
possible,
and a 12 misses.
Get right on that.
Amina, you're back to you.
Don't your evil powers have like something summon something bad?
Big guy with funny hat.
Don't you?
Yeah, they all have funny hat.
Or
the dude with the blue sword, or you want to keep hitting the guy you're hitting?
The blue sword, and I miss.
Okay.
I got one trick left.
Use it, whatever it is.
And you're still not dying. Jambin, you have a guy on either side of you.
Yeah. I will... He can use his attack of opportunity on me.
He's wielding a dagger, by the way. Does a 17 hit your AC?
That will hit my AC, yes.
7 points of damage.
I'm bloodied.
Bloody hell.
And then the other guy can make an attack of opportunity.
Yeah, no.
Okay, good.
He thinks about it and then hits himself.
And the dude that's up at the top, who just cut off my dwarf's retreat.
Uh-huh.
He's going to get a Lance of Faith.
In the face?
In the back. But he would actually be flanked. Right? No.
No, brain stuff.
Okay. 9. It's versus reflex.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a 13.
That will miss his reflex.
Okay, well then I spend my minor action, and I will spend my...
Get a second wind?
Yes.
Okay. You spend a second wind, you are at +2 defenses till the end of your next turn. Because of second wind.
Surge value is 7. I'm no longer bloody.
You rolled a 20 on your who's it, what's it, so you automatically stabilize and spend a healing surge.
Woohoo!
And stand back up.
Well, you don't technically stand back up, but you are conscious again.
Yay.
You're
prone,
but conscious.
Okay, and so...
Sneak out of the room!
Do you see a window?
There's a window over there.
And a broken window in the corner.
Don't use the hole in the wall. There's death down here. Hide in the well.
Window. Go to the window.
Use the window. Go to the well. Just go up to here.
We're all doomed. Get out. All
right. Now,
tell our story. Okay. Whoever will listen.
Right. All right. Well, what's his name here? The thiefy boy who is making my life miserable gets an opportunity attack.
Does a 12 hit you?
Sadly, good, no. Okay, so this is versus fortitude.
Okay.
God, oh, God.
9.
Miss.
I'm out.
That was it.
You need to use a better...
Can you even stand behind me? Yeah, there's a slide.
Let's see.
On the bright side, that means he can't stand behind you either.
We're back down to Irukar again.
I'm down to my, that was my only encounter. I'm down to Atwills.
Is it 15 here?
It's because Cheetos has left his only.
Oh, and just for grins, I would have marked him.
That's good. Then you mark him.
But then the other guy's mark disappears.
The Mexican wrestler.
Oh, no, you're right.
For raw expression.
No, you can just keep doing it.
Does a 17 hit you or anything?
You should mark me.
Who?
Jeremy, does 17 hit you?
Yes.
Does
9 more points of damage.
Remember.
Oh, no, with a plus 2, it does not.
Okay, never mind then. He swings his mace and misses you.
And so end of my turn, right?
End of your next turn.
Okay.
Yes, that's true.
Which would be this round, because I did it last round, so yeah.
Well, now Arthero is going to pay attention to you, since when you mark him, and you just tried to hit him. So he's like, there he is.
It was an accident!
And he already,
I didn't know it was loaded!
He already set you up anyway.
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound good. Yep. We know what rogues can do.
Uh-huh.
24 hit your AC?
Yes.
Why don't we have a ruse in our party?
Like I said, strikers. Whole party strikers.
No, I just
want to
get the whole party.
He's rolling an awful lot of dice here.
Yeah, just walk to the front gate and just go, wah, wah, wah.
Locks and mages would be actually pretty good.
You take 22 points of damage.
Okay, I am down.
I think Ethan has, his goal is just to kill us all as many times as he possibly can.
I think the Dungeon Crawl Classics are just designed that way.
Yeah, I actually suspect we're getting hit by multiple encounters here, too.
Yes, yes.
Our counters are catching up with you.
Yes.
The previously unresolved encounters are catching up with us.
Well, sorry, your first,
might be TPK?
Into, went me a full.
Well, I think what's catching up with us is the decision to press onward instead of
running away.
Running away last time.
I think we should have just ran away and done it.
Dark Brothers, one will hit you, and 15 misses you, I think. So.
Yeah.
One does hit you for a mighty 8 points of damage.
I'm down. I'm at -1.
Ta-jong.
On the bright side, now they can come down the stairs.
All right, Amina, give me a save.
11.
Okay, you're not dying.
Not till they stick the sword in your belly.
Give me another save.
Probably one of my best rolls today.
Well, I am dying. So you have failed one save.
You have to fail 3 in a row.
That was on the
death save.
Yeah, we need to mark that. Danvin!
Where's the death save at?
It's right
there. There's 3 of them. Check mark it. Okay, I'm going to try diplomacy one last time.
Don't kill me!
Diplomacy is not an option.
We're just going to put that over here.
How do I want to go? Still up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Well, no, technically I'm up, I just haven't stood up yet.
Okay.
Rogue.
Stay down, let them slide
Mexican
down the stairs.
Mexican wrestler. Guy who's going to slide charge into my back. Rogue. What do I want to do to the rogue? Everything is a ranged attack.
Just hit him with a crack hammer.
I'm going to have to.
Just punch him. Punch him right in the face.
I critically fail. Punch there's not critical failures, but I critically fail.
Don't punch yourself in the face.
I'm going to kill myself. Suicide is not a sin. I'm really dead. I'm sorry.
I've read all the books.
Can I
know.
And use a yes. healing surge.
I've read all the books.
Yes, you can.
Well,
have you used your second
the pamphlets anyway?
Just combat.
No.
Okay, then you've used your second.
No. The Cliff's Notes guide to the pamphlets.
Yeah, like, that is the second you can be a cleric.
Now have a move
Sweet.
And a minor left.
Free beer.
Move yeah. out the window. Run away.
Go out the window. Go out the window. Run like a little girl.
Do not stop at the Thieves Guild. Just keep going.
Just keep going.
Go to the
run.
Countryside.
You can't possibly
join a caravan. I don't know. Become
three,
a nun someplace.
Four, five.
And then teleport out the window.
Actually, there's a ladder there. So.
So this would be six then.
Yes.
And you can
kick the ladder.
Seven.
Kick the ladder.
Ladrin can actually move seven.
Can they?
Yeah.
According to the book.
It's not what I read. I read six.
The Ladrin? We just had it up. Let me go back.
Kick the ladder. Kick the ladder. Run like a little girl.
Yeah, what happens if I take the ladder up?
No,
it's
speed six.
Terrain, so it costs an extra movement.
Where did you see seven?
No, and you physically,
can
you
I
physically
take
the
ladder?
Up?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's
six. Just a freestanding ladder.
Okay, well then I take the ladder.
Okay, so you used a standard action, now you've used a move action. You have a minor action left, so yes, I'll let you use a minor action to pull the ladder up.
This is the
pull the ladder up.
Huh?
Okay.
You can't pull the ladder up.
The trays are right
here. Minor action to piss yourself.
Where did you see anything around it?
Okay.
Oh, no. No, it was the ladder are six, the elves are seven.
Okay. Oh, I turned
that's
the page. That's what happened. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
My bad. I was hoping
yes,
to get
no, this,
extra
this ladder rises to a small smoky loft. An austere cot stands in the back of the chamber before a chimney built of crumbling brick and rotting mortar. On the opposite side of the loft beneath a pair of shuttered windows is a simple brazier filled with faintly high. Glowing coals.
It's a brazier filled with coals.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
So yes, there were three windows on this level.
Out the window. Go out the window.
Tell our story.
Run like a little girl.
The beggar king should not be messed
now,
with.
Saving throw.
No,
one
he down.
Failed. Failed it. You have failed once.
Only a fool attacks the Beggar King.
I told you I could do it.
Eurocar.
Yeah.
Turns to one of his
Run.
Buddies.
Tell
and
our story.
Tells
and
him
lie
to,
through your teeth.
Tells him to go. Tells him. Actually, he says, "Go flip this." Hey. And then moves all the way over this way, and that's all he does. He's moving up towards the wall.
Okay, I'm changing.
Since you have pulled the ladder back.
Now I'm going to join the Beggar King.
just pledge to the Beggar King.
The dude in front of you hits you.
Oh,
four more pain.
5 points of damage.
I am bloody. It hurts.
Back to the top. Now Arturo turns on.
Yeah. I'll drink more beer.
22 hit your AC?
Yeah.
So I think this is going to be turning into another character creation session. In just a few minutes.
Maybe.
9 points of damage.
Okay, I'm still alive.
Yeah, this guy's like, what do you have to do, both? Okay, they're looting. So they start stripping the two of you down.
Yay.
They really want to strip the male dwarf? I'm
hey.
Just saying. I'm just throwing that out there.
It will take time.
Dog
not the armor.
Pointed out. Amina, you can give me a saving throw.
Bleed on him.
Yeah, I bleed on him real good with a 4.
Okay, so mark a failed saving throw.
Just don't do this class.
Save. You are not bleeding this round. Jampin, back to you.
For the love of God!
I'm going to laugh.
We surrender! I got 15! It's a 15! It's a little bit higher!
I hate diplomacy. Never take diplomacy again.
I'm sorry.
Wait, he's going to say something. He's saying something.
The guy can say something on his turn, so...
No, he can say a free action any time.
Oh, well, let's drop your weapons.
Promised not to murder me.
I promise not to murder you. Now drop your weapons.
Okay.
That's what he does that turn. Shinsari,
I will sit on the floor and I will drink my beer.
Like a little girl.
Just take me to the Beggar King. I just want to talk to him. Also, can I bind my friend's wounds?
1, 2.
No.
3, 4.
Please?
Tie him up. Strip him down and tie him up.
But I need my stuff.
Are you resisting them stripping you down and tying you up?
Okay. But the beer is part of me. They try to take it away and they can't leave.
I backed up and now I'm going to hit him.
Okay. What are you hitting him with?
Eldritch Blast.
Anything I can.
The bag?
Oh.
At least mark him first.
Oh, yes. Well, he was cursed. Someone gave me my curse back. Because he thought I was dead.
And your curse went away when you fell over unconscious. And now you've put it back.
Oh, and what the hell, I'll try to hit him with Eye Bite instead. And with a mighty 13 versus Will.
That will not hit him.
That will not hit him.
Hopefully the Mexican wrestler is part of this crew and actually stops hitting him. I can't do much to resist.
What?
Lucha Libre!
He picks you up, throws you against these ropes that appear out of nowhere.
No, I need another save from you, please.
Come on. 11.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a save.
Irkar.
He's going to walk up behind me and just cut my throat.
Says, I am going to kill you, Curly. You best give up now. Maybe we'll go nice on you.
Well, you tried to kill me once already. What did you expect me to do?
We are in their house.
And he starts he starts climbing up onto the thing.
Kick him in the face!
I would like to point out that we have invaded his home and murdered his friends.
Friends? We haven't taken any of them down.
Actually, we did kill quite a few.
Yeah.
It was an accident.
Yeah.
Yeah, while you're up here, loaded. You see a big lever on the wall right here, too, by the
way. Okay.
It's in the down position. This guy, they rummage around and they start tying you up with stuff.
But I was going to say, but if I make it go up, it's not going to do me any good.
At this point, I'm tied up with the straw comes out.
Each to head dying. There's a difference. All of these guys will come on in here and start tying you up.
That's cool.
They'll go over and start stripping him down, tying him up, and we'll bind your wounds so you're no longer dying.
Like a little girl.
So you are both immobilized.
Flee.
And then he calls upstairs, hey, Irukar, flip the switch!
Don't flip the switch.
No!
These guys will finish stripping the two of you down. And Amina, I need another saving throw.
I believe that's 2.
Okay, yeah. You're failed again.
Uh-oh.
Valenay?
The only backup character I have right now written up is a tiefling mage. We could just play...
Champion, you are not resisting? Tiefling mages. Not resisting?
No. Okay. Just sit there.
Back to you.
When do I get a save again?
After her.
Oh. Me and my 2 hit points are not going to resist.
Seek the treasure.
I don't want treasure.
She's like, I want out with my hide.
Yeah. What do I see out the window?
There is a big charnel tower reaching high up into the sky outside, and then it's a 2-story drop to the grass.
And don't
which
go on the roof.
Which is probably going to hurt like hell.
His sword might hurt more. Damage. Don't go on the roof.
I'm a 10 points.
But you can teleport.
Currently, I think 12.
Yeah, but 3 spaces, that leaves a 5-foot drop.
Yes, 12.
She already used that disencounter.
Yeah, face that.
Odds are good that you'll survive the fall.
Hi, Diego.
Yeah. Just don't go on the roof.
On average, it'll only do 11.
Oh, I'm going to try to cast Eye Bite on him again. I'm going to go down fighting. Does a 20 hit his will?
Yes, it does.
Ha, now he can't see. Even better.
That's fine.
Run like a little girl.
7 points of damage.
And he falls over dead?
Oh no, you get the extra d6, don't you? Or no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do, because he's marked. Plus another 5. Now he's bloodied?
Now he's bloodied.
Now if you can just keep the bottleneck there.
They'll just stay there.
Let's give him a save real quick. Okay. That caused him to let go as he was climbing up, so he's back down on the floor, and he is cursing up a storm, calling you all sorts of nasty names.
Only half of which are true.
Now, another save, please.
You can call me all the kinds of names he wants.
Alright, you're not done. But I am going to gut you like a fish, woman!
You're a fish woman?
After we've had our way with you, of course.
And that time he actually manages to scramble his way up.
He can't see!
He can't see you.
Yeah.
Is that what iBite does?
Yeah. All that, they're all doing their things down there.
Quick, push it back down the other side! Push it back down!
Now that you've been stripped, both of your they bind your wounds, and they bind your wounds. So you no longer need to make saving throws.
I'll just...
I try to bleed faster.
Can I voluntarily fail by
being horribly tied up? Shinsari again.
What happens if I bull rush him? Can I push him?
It'd be a strength versus fortitude attack.
Just keep eye biting him.
Just keep eye biting.
Or go out the window.
Yeah, but I'm gonna fall and hurt myself.
Actually, though, if you fall and hurt yourself, those guys are down on the first floor anyway. And
yes, but it might take them a while to get over there.
Maybe, but she has to leave from the entrance.
Better than being raped and gutted like a fish.
Maybe not in that order either.
Yeah.
Maybe you can kill him.
Oh,
and
God.
And then kill him, rip off his head, and roar. Maybe they'll make you the new pack leader.
Remember, you keep it.
To be continued next week. Sellswords of Punjar, an adventure for characters at levels 1 to 3, by Harley Stroh. With additional writing by Aaron Blackridge Trudell, cover art by Eric Lofgren, interior art by Doug Kovacs, cartography by Jeremy Simmons.
Published by Goodman Games. More information can be found at www.goodman-games.com.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.